All right, it's time to ask the CLO. Our chief love officer, Steve Harvey, is in the building. This one is from Tina in Seattle. Tina writes, I'm 44 years old and my husband is 54. He's in a men's organization and we have a lot of social engagements that we attend. The other wives are very bougie and I feel as though I don't fit in because I don't wear brand names and designer labels like they do. I've told my husband that I'm uncomfortable and he suggested I get my makeup professionally done for the next event and get a stylist to help me shop. I'm not that type of woman, and I don't enjoy these events. Should I try to please him by fitting in?
Well, listen, you don't have to do nothing. You're an adult woman. You get to make decisions yourself. If you don't like it, don't go. But now, somebody down there dressed up.
Uh-oh.
Somebody down there with the makeup on.
That's the other side of the game.
You know, That's what he liked. That's what he wants. Now, if you don't want to give it to him, once again, absolutely your priority. You do not have to. Somebody down at the men's organization got all that on. Professionally done, stylish. Maybe he said, wow, I like that. I wish my girl did that. Now, once again, you don't have to. Maybe you one of them people that think he got to take you the way he is. You know,
she
you could do that.
She's not that kind of woman.
Well, you know, you ain't that kind of woman. Okay, that's cool. I ain't mad at you, sister. You don't have to be.
I think she should try it.
Yeah, well, that's my suggestion. But, you know, once again, I can't, you know, I haven't been in a lot of HR meetings, so I know not to say certain things. So just
that
do like you want to. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, go on, do like you want to.
All right, Tina. Moving on
by
to Kennedy.
Your damn self. Excuse me, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Kennedy in Detroit says, my boyfriend and I have been together for a few years and we're open and honest about everything. He said, I am the love of his life. But he often mentions how he broke his last girlfriend's heart by cheating on her. He told me he texted her one day recently to see how she's doing and to make sure she doesn't still hate him. Is it normal for him to want to fix things with her?
What? Let that ride.
Come on, CLO.
Tommy, what you talking about?
I'm listening, you know.
No, you said something. What you talking about, let that
ride?
Well,
he feels bad for what he's done. So he wants to at least apologize. He's moved on. He got a new girl.
You don't see that? No, that ain't what he's doing.
What he doing?
He called to see if she still hate him. Because if she don't, he got some conversation for him.
You want to go back.
I said, dog, ain't no man. Men don't even do closure. And he ain't trying to get closure. You want to see if she still hate me.
Yeah.
And if she don't, then what? Where we go after that?
Uh-huh.
I ain't with it, dog.
So the girlfriend's question, is it normal for him to want to fix things with her? To her, you say.
Fix it for what?
Mm-hmm.
Fix it for what? You cheated on the girl. You broke her heart. What? You want to fix what? You could say, I'm sorry. But you probably tried that already, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not normal for a guy to want to do that. That's the answer to her question.
I swear to God, y'all was at the race.
What?
Frankie in Charlotte says, I'm a 33-year-old married woman, and I'm in a situation with my husband's stepfather. I had a baby 3 months ago, and his stepdad has been watching the baby for us because the babysitter has COVID. I went to get the baby yesterday, and he said, as fine as I am, he's sure my husband will knock me up with baby number two soon. I was disgusted, and I want to tell my husband, but I know better. Should I tell my mother-in-law about this or not?
I mean, what did he do? He said, you fine as heck, and he know your husband gonna knock you up with baby number two. That's what the complaint is?
Yeah. That's
okay.
What she said. She was disgusted by that.
Okay, I understand that, but what you want to do, though? Mm-hmm. Old ass dude said something to you. I mean, what? I don't see what he said. Fine as you is, I know he gonna knock you up with baby number two. That disgusted you.
That's a pass.
Ew.
That too, though. You know that's a pass.
That's not even hard.
She didn't like it. It made her feel uncomfortable.
Well, if you go and tell the mother-in-law, what's she going to say? You is kind of fine, though. That's all Herman. He do that. That's all that is.
She'll be mad at her.
Not Herman.
Girl Herman been saying that type thing to women since we was 16.
So should she tell her husband about his stepdad?
No, I mean, what you gonna tell him? I mean, you could tell him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, okay, tell him, but I mean, I don't understand. What's she so upset about?
She didn't like it. Obviously, it made her uncomfortable, you know?
Okay, this ain't in the workplace.
Well, it doesn't have to be in the workplace. It could be anywhere if you feel uncomfortable about something someone says to you, especially an older man.
Shirley, stepdad. I understand that. But if there ain't no HR department in your family.
Right.
You still got to be respectful, though.
But she feels uncomfortable, so she wants to know, should she tell someone?
Tell your husband.
It's his stepdad.
Right, but I don't... They're going to play that off as... I just told her she was fine. I know he going to knock her up with baby number two.
Maybe it was the way he said it or something.
It probably was, but if he's an old-ass black dude, come on now. And you done dropped the baby off at his house. True. You went over to his house. He said something in his house.
True.
Mm. He probably sounded like Dom, like that dirty old man character. He probably sounded just like that.
Why'd you bring him
up? Look, you so fine. You so fine, baby, will knock you up again but two times.
I would immediately tell my husband.
Double the only thing and, you got there.
That's it, right there.
Ugh,
disgusting.
Like I don't think we have time for another one.
Well, since we ain't got time, Shirley, what color lipstick is that you got on? Is that lavender? What is that? Fuchsia lavender? What is that?
Fuchsia.
Let's just go to break.
Why?
This boy food. Let's go to break. Go to break.
Coming up next, the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.